Was it ever a question that you practiced today? It looked like you got a little tripped up.
No, just playing football and things like that. I was fine.
It's weird because everyone questioned the receiver group coming into this camp, and yet it looks like there's a surplus there.
Yeah, we have a surplus.
And the running back's the other question. But can you just evaluate what you see in your group?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. It's kind of the same things I was saying in spring. There's a lot of, you know, good guys here that can play. It's going to be some really tough decisions when it comes to our room. You know, as far as other positions go, I'm not making any comments on those. But, I mean, it's a lot of great guys making a lot of good plays. You know, Darius is doing a great job. Josh and Shane's running around. So there's a lot of guys that are doing some lot of good things. And we're pretty deep at receiver.
Brian, every time I look up, you're making some other tough catch. You're catching everything that's coming your way this camp. Is this typical for you to be in this kind of form at this point in the year? Or are you having an exceptionally good camp?
No, I feel pretty good. I mean, it's kind of – I like to think it's typical. I guess you probably should just ask my coaches and past coaches for that. But, I just kind of prepare every day like it's a game. And if the quarterbacks want to give me an opportunity and not, you know, the play gives me an opportunity, it's just – my job to make the play, so that's just kind of how I go about things.
It seems like how much do you want to play, and how much work do you think you need in the four games?
Say that again.
Ready? How much work do you think you need in the four games to be ready for the open?
I need as much as the coaches feel like I need. I mean, I feel good, body feels good. I think I have a good grasp of the offense, but again, I'll play and do whatever the coaches think see fit.
Will it mean anything tomorrow night, or do you think it'll be the opener? Do you walk out into that stadium as a Brown?
Oh, no, I think it's a great opportunity. Anytime you can be in front of your own fans, it's a special thing. And for me to come back into a relatively new city and play for a different team, it's going to be a great honor, and I'm looking forward to it.
Brian, it seems like you already got good chemistry with Josh McCown. How would you describe the connection so far?
Productive. You know, I would say that, we're just trying to continue to work more and more. Eliminate any gray areas, eliminate any indecisiveness, and really just control what we can control. It's early in the process, but overall, I think we're pretty pleased on how we transitioned from spring into camp.
What is it about him that gives you confidence that you guys can win with him as your starting quarterback?
I think he's a guy that takes care of his job. He makes the guys around him better. And anytime you do that as a quarterback, you're always in a good position. I think that for him, he's seen a lot of looks. He's done a lot, been a part of a lot of looks, and he's thrown for a lot of yards. So, to me, like I said, I think I'm really confident in Josh, along with the other quarterbacks. And we got a great plan offensively. We're really, really pleased with it, and we're just looking to refine it and get all the details hashed out.
Brian, how do you guys, as receivers, complement each other? You have some shorter, faster guys, some bigger guys. So how is that going to work out?
You know, the best way to complement each other is just to make the plays when you're given opportunities. You know, there's going to be different plays that certain guys are going to get put in certain spots to make plays. And the best way to complement each other is just to make those plays. And more and more plays will be spread out between different guys. I mean, a lot of times when you're kind of limited on which guys are being productive, you kind of want to force yourself into kind of putting them in the same spot every time to make the play. But if you have a lot of guys making a lot of plays, it's hard to defend.
Was it an anxious time for you at all when you find yourself on the open market looking for a team to sign? Yeah, because you hadn't been in that situation before.
I think there can be a combination. I think that you want to, your only guard in this industry is your confidence. And so you don't want to lose that. But I'm also very realistic, and you really don't know. It's probably not that will I not have an opportunity. At least I'm speaking from personal situation. I thought I'd have an opportunity. I didn't know what kind of capacity. So the lack of knowledge or lack of knowing what's going to happen is probably a little not trembling or kind of questioning. But overall, I thought I'd give an opportunity. It's just more about what I would do with that opportunity.
Did you fit in here as quickly as you hoped, or maybe quicker than you had hoped?
No, I just try to approach each day as a day to get better, and I'm not perfect every day. There's mistakes that maybe even guys don't see, and I'm hard on myself, so I know as long as I keep the right mindset going to each day, preparing the best I can to help complement my team, you can fit in anywhere, I would feel like. So that's just kind of how I was more worried about what I could control than rather what I could not control.
We were kind of led to believe that this offense was going to be built on the running game. but because of injuries, it's kind of been postponed. And the receivers in the passing game have gotten a lot more reps, it seems, especially at the scrimmage. Do you think it could shift, that the strength of the offense could actually be the passing game?
You know, I think at this time of the year, there's a lot of assumptions trying to be made. I mean, people got to write about stuff. People got to talk about stuff. And I get it. I mean, I don't blame anyone. But I think that at this point, you know, again, we're working on our own identity. We're working on who's going to do what best and what guys we're going to put in different positions. Gosh, I know it feels like forever, but we've been through, what, like 10 days of camp, if that. So, you know, we know we still have 4 preseason games ahead of us. A lot can change. But, again, we're just really worried about minimizing errors, not repeating errors, and, again, seeing guys make plays day in and day out and staying consistent.
So it's fair to say you haven't found the identity of the offense yet.
Yeah. I mean, I think anyone's trying to achieve a well-balanced offense. I mean, I think you might be finding identity and comes to player to player on, you know, who's the guys you can kind of lean on. But everyone's got to be able to produce. Everyone's got to be able to do their part, or you're just going to look into another, you know, 8 and 8, 7 and 9 year, because the talent's here to go 500. I mean, we don't want to go be 500. We want to be above that.
So, Brian, how has it been for you to be, you know, wearing the orange and brown and back in Northeast Ohio and, you know, amongst all these fans? Mm-hmm. How does it feel?
It's pretty humbling. You know, I think that, you know, for me, it's so hard to make great comments because sometimes they're turned in, this is the opposite of where you came from. And it wasn't the case, but here it's just, you just, I don't know, you just feel like it's football country. And it's just, that's maybe, it's largely probably because of where I've grown up, and it's something to do with where I was before. But it's just, the fans are great. They were great where I was before. That's fine too. It's just, I don't know. I mean, again, I think a lot of it's just being able to come home and, again, playing in, like I've said before, you know, this is kind of grass I grew up on. It's not, you know, Bermuda grass. It's not, it's just, it just feels right. I'm sure if other guys go down and play and from South Florida, it's probably, it feels like home to them there. But for me, it's just, it's very nice to be around the friends and family. It's great for me to come out to practice whenever. And the fans are, you know, are amazing to deal with. So I feel really blessed.
Do you feel like you, with some of the veterans here, like Joe Thomas, he's talked so much about just wanting to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You've kind of been in that situation too, where you guys are kind of pushing. Did you kind of identify with what this franchise has kind of gone through the last couple of years?
I think you're hitting at where I came here. I could identify with it. Is that what you're asking?
Just like, you know, you want to be there too, because you haven't been there.
Yeah, I've missed the playoffs a handful of times by a game. Coming down, if we win our last game, we make the playoffs. And we probably did that 3 or 4 times when I was in Miami. And it's frustrating, there's no doubt. But what resonated with me is meeting with Coach Flip, meeting with Pet, and you know, understanding and talking football. And then really to me, you know, I was down in South Florida, and I noticed the 7-4 football team, that was ahead of the division, that I instantly put in a category of at least a wild card. So that's what resonated with me. You know, I think we can come here and fix some holes that we feel like we need to fix. But overall, there's a lot of great parts that were here from the previous year. We're going to continue to move forward and get better. But, you know, last year was a great foundation year. And but we're down with the foundation. We'll move on from that. And, again, compete for division titles every year. That's our goal. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Brian, can you in some ways identify with, I'm sure when people think of LeBron leaving, you know, South Florida and the South Beach and then the great area and all that. But can you identify with, you know, him wanting to be back, you know, kind of home and in this environment and the change that brings?
You know, I think it's probably, I would assume, I can't assume for him, but I would say the assumptions at this point, it is what you make of it, I think. You know, a lot of assumptions are like, oh, man, you're going to have a huge ticket list and you're going to pay for all this. I'm like, anybody really knows me, I'm not paying for one ticket. So, I mean, if you're my mom, you're lucky you get a ticket. All right, no. But, I mean, you know, so it's just really what you make it. It's really a great blessing to have friends and family around. But to me, any kind of extra stress or any extra details that are off the field, you know, you just got to learn to control them and really put them aside. You know, yeah, again, I think that in any situation, you can find the positive, you can find the negative. It's just more about how you react to it.
Do you have any idea how many people are coming up from Canton tomorrow?
Oh, I have no idea. One, my fiance, that's it. She's in Columbus.